the Bunny Bar. With post-war prosperity and the baby boom came more reliable cars, better roads, and a desire for North Americans to explore the continent in their own way. With more leisure time and growing families, a motoring culture emerged across North America in the 1950s. That mobile tourism appeal transferred to a new form of food industry that adapted to customers that didn't require table service. Youthful new drivers were on the go, just as a new form of music called rock and roll came to the car radios. In big cities and small towns alike, quick and fast mouth-watering hamburgers, shakes, ice cream treats, and so many more items that were affordable to all ages could be had in independently owned drive-ins and diners that popped up along the highways. With hot days, long summer nights, and the highway to Waterton Lakes National Park beckoning, Pincher Creek was no exception. In 1960, Archie and Annette Patrone opened the Bunny Bar, drive-in restaurant at the corner of Main Street and Highway 6 at the east end of town. The Bunny Bar's marketing took advantage of its community and tourism location. With disposable income earned from their part-time jobs, high school students often patronized the drive-ins after school and on weekends. For those with vehicles, the Bunny Bar served as the east end of their meanies. The meanie was a popular Pincher Creek tradition that saw the younger crowd cruise up and down Main Street. When it was time to meet up, it was the Bunny Bar where they met to socialize and plan whatever drag race, dance, or rendezvous that they would be up to that evening. It was all to the roar of their engines and the beat of rock and roll. From the rockabilly of Elvis to the Beatles and Stones in the 1960s, and on up to new wave and heavy metal in the 1980s. Tourists headed to Waterton Lakes remembered the giant bunny ears that were on the sign adjacent to the highway. Patrons appreciated the mouth-watering Bunny Bar treats. The steer burgers were favorites. Youngsters liked the fries and the chocolate milkshakes. Returning home the last day of school in June, buses were filled with hungry and study-weary students that stopped at the Bunny Bar for chocolate-covered ice cream cones before beginning their summer vacation. The Bunny Bar served the Pincher Creek fast food trade for more than a glorious quarter century and closed in 1986. After the loss of the Bunny Bar, corporate fast food chains such as A&W and Tim Hortons came to dominate the drive-through market in Pincher Creek and elsewhere. But more than a generation later, this coveted place of business continues to bring back fond memories from locals and visitors alike. As the repository to preserve Pincher Creek's history and culture, Kootenai Brown Pioneer Village has been graced with a few artifacts of the era of independent fast food dining, including menu boards, a couple of bright orange chairs and tables, and a t-shirt worn by one of the many teenagers who benefited from part-time employment at the Bunny Bar in its heyday. The fluorescent sign above this concession shack and the menu board inside, complete with the obviously dated pricing, are among the few remaining artifacts of that earliest fast food restaurant drive-in venture of Pincher Creek. But the board and sign are artifacts of the time and don't reflect inflation and the value of the modern dollar. So don't ask us to match their fantastic prices or the Bunny Bar's legendary menu. Today, the shack and the nearby garden cafe serve to preserve that nostalgic signage mostly, along with an occasional concession for on-site special events and catered affairs, and sometimes opening during the summer months, manned by our own summer students, to offer a few light snacks to our visitors as they travel through the village. The shack itself has its own history. It was used as a warming and changing shack for skaters on Pincher Creek's outdoor skating rink and as a summertime concession for the baseball fields. So from those recreational origins, the recovered shack just brings back the long-gone legacy of the world-famous Bunny Bar.